definitely don't want to talk to her.
Thanks for calling the Waterbury Home Depot. This call may be recorded. Tell me how I can help. You can say things like check product availability or what's my order status. To reach an extension, just say the number. Or, you can say things like, I want to check product availability or what's my order status. Sorry, I couldn't get that. For additional help, say speak to someone.
COS, please.
Sorry, I couldn't get that. Could you repeat that?
COS, please.
I'll connect you with someone who can help.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Please wait while we transfer your call to the next available representative.
Yeah, if you just keep repeating yourself.
Waterbury Home Depot, can I help you?
Yes, sir. Am I speaking to someone into management?
No. Hold on one second.
Please and thank you.
Generation. The next generation.
Thanks for calling Waterbury Home Depot. This is John.
Hi, John. Are you a COS?
Am I a what?
A COS or management?
Yeah, I'm one of the system managers. How can I help you?
Okay, John. Hi, I'm Savannah. I'm calling on behalf of XPO. I just got off the phone with one of your managers, Darren, I believe. I do have store 6212, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I was attempting to locate, I have an order for one of your customers, Mr. Ron LaPlante. I was attempting to reach out to them and confirm some information about this AC install. However, this customer is on a do not call list. Therefore, I would be unable to reach out to them. So I was calling to see if there was any way you guys could reach out to this customer and confirm some information or have this customer call back into XPO so we can get this confirmed and scheduled.
Yeah, what's the callback number for you?
The callback number for us is 866.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Are you ready?
Yeah, 866.
What's up? 494.
Hello? Yeah, I got 866. Hello?
Yes, sir. Hold on one moment. I'm sorry. I'm trying to locate that. There we go. 1-866-285-9200.
866-285-9200.
Correct.
And what is the customer's phone? Yeah, what's the customer's phone number?
And the customer's phone number.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir. That's 203-757-0534.
Yep.
And when you call that customer.
203-757.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yes, when you call that customer, can you provide them with this order number, please? So when they call in, one of our reps will be able to pull that up and locate it for them without any issues.
Absolutely. Yeah, what's the order number?
All right, that's going to be 079. E is for Echo.
Yep.
6.
Yep.
E is for Echo. C is for Charlie. 3.
All right, is there a store order number or a Home Depot number on that?
Let me see. I have the external order number. Would you like that one?
Yeah, that's probably
it. Can always it can also be looked up that way.
Yep.
All right, 6212-1242-4815.
That might be too many numbers. 6212-1242-4815.
Yes, sir. Now yours might just be the 12424815. That 6212 is your actual store number.
At the store, yeah, but usually it's only 6 digits after the store number.
Okay, so 12424815.
Yeah, but that's 8 numbers. Usually it's only 6 numbers for a store number, for a store order number. I'll figure it out. I'll look it up. Don't worry. Just let me confirm the phone number, 203-757-0534, and he needs to call 866-285-9200, reference order number 079. He is an Echo 6. He is an Echo. C is in Charlie 3.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Hello?
That's what I have. Yes, sir. Yep. That is correct.
Okay.
That's what I have.
Okay. I'll take care of that in a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. I thank you so much for all your help.
You're very welcome. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, and you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.